Hi, my name is Gabe Arnold. I'm the founder and CEO of Business Marketing Engine, BME for short. And today, what I want to share with you is three crazy simple steps that most people miss when developing a new website. So stay tuned and I'll break it down for you. I have personally built over and designed and coded over 1,000 websites. And at this point, I've lost track of how many thousands of sites that my team and I have done. When I started out years ago, I realized, hey, like this tech and marketing thing is probably going to take off. I remember being 16 and getting paid $3,000 for the first website I built. And that was a ton of money to me back then. So from that experience, I just really dove in and said, like, what does it take to be successful in building a website? You know, what are the things I need to understand? How can I serve customers better with this? What are the challenges that come up? And so having gone through this, again, thousands of times at this point, I want to share with you three simple steps that you can take that are going to make your website project a lot better. Because regardless of who you choose to use, we would love to serve you with that, but it doesn't matter who you choose. If you put these steps in place, you're going to have a much more successful process. And if you're in the process of talking to a web design, a company or team or individual, you can see if they have these pieces in place. If they do, you're going to have a better experience. If they don't bring up any of this stuff, I would caution you to keep looking, because without these process steps in place, it's going to be a nightmare for you and for the person trying to build a website for you. So the first step is simple, but often forgotten, is planning is step one. When you're building a site, you know, with a web design company, most people just make that a mistake of assuming that they're on the same page. Stop doing that. It's always a massive mistake in life and business when we assume that the other person knows what we're thinking and what we want. Even if we've had a conversation, that's only one way to communicate, right? So one of the simple ways that you can really serve the person that you want to build your site, and even if you're doing it on your own, some of this applies too, is to get what we call design references. So go out and find the sites out on the internet that you use and like, or that you've seen that have some of the look and feel, the way the menu's set up, the buttons, the forms, the videos. Like, find those sites and then be really specific, either like using a tool like Loom, or record a screen share and point out what you like, or get on a Zoom call with, you know, whoever's building and say, let's talk through everything I like on these 3 to 5 sites. Don't do too many, because it'd be too hard to kind of aggregate and understand what you're looking for. But with 3 to 5 reference sites, you can say, here's the elements I like. Here's how I like it looks on mobile or on a tablet. Here's the functionality. Here's all the things that stand out to me. That's going to give them a ton of context to understand what's in your head. And then plus with you verbally communicating it, you're going to be in good shape that way. The other part of step one of planning is make sure you pay your web team to build a site map and a technical scope so you can confirm the details before proceeding. Do not go on with any website project until you've paid a small upfront fee based on the size of the site and the project to get a site map, to get a technical scope, and to have in writing not only these references, but here's the step-by-step we're going to do, and here's how everything's going to function. If you don't have a plan, a blueprint, a roadmap for the project, it's going to go off course, and you're either going to get something that doesn't function or look the way you want it to, or you're not going to get anything at all because they're going to burn through the resources or the time or the budget that you agreed on because there's no roadmap and there's no plan. So step one is always planning, planning, planning. Step two is really important too. Step two is setting expectations. So asking whoever's building, you know, the site for you, what's the estimated timeline for the project? When am I going to see, you know, the design mock-up? When am I going to see some early coding? When can I test functionality? Make sure that you have incremental timelines and expectations of when you're going to get to see each piece. Because again, you want to be able to, in real time, guide the project, give feedback, give input. And also you want your web design company to say, you know what, I know you asked for this, but we wouldn't recommend that because we've seen that this performs better, or this creates a technical challenge that will make your site slower. And if your site speed is slow, then Google's not going to like it. So by setting expectation of what the timelines are, asking them how revisions will work, how many revisions are included, are revisions an extra cost, you know, by setting those expectations in the beginning, you have, again, a plan, a process, and a roadmap to follow, and everybody's going to be a lot more on the same page, and the little bit of miscommunications or challenges or things that come up will be a lot less. When your website is built, it's not going to be perfect, but it can really become excellent when you have iterations, when you give feedback, and when you continue to optimize and make it what it should be. All this week, we're talking about web design and development, so I'm going to get into a lot of different details that will help you really make sure that your website is performing the way it should be. Step three, again, simple step, is just ask yourself, you know, what is the marketing strategy for this website? Having a beautiful website out there is stupid if you're not going to send anybody to it, right? If you're not going to get traffic. So are you going to use search engine optimization, which takes a long time to build up, but is very sustainable and really performs well over time? Are you going to use paid traffic from Google, YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, you know, any of those sites that you can use, and many more? Are you going to use organic social media to drive people through it, maybe through a profile that's really active? Or are you going to use cold email? Are you going to use radio or direct mail or TV or other traditional things? It's really important to have a plan and a process. And so step three in making sure your website is going to be successful is at least have a rudimentary plan, a rough draft that says, here's how we're going to market it, and here's the results we're going to get from it. Because if you don't have that in place before you start building, then again, you're not going to be thinking about optimizations for marketing and sales purposes and really educating and serving your audience. Your web design company is going to just think they're building an informational site, but they don't know the focus and how it's going to be marketed. And so when we're intentional about taking a few simple steps, we can get a much better, a much more successful website when we're done. But if we just leave it to chance, it's frustrating. It doesn't work the way we think it does. There's miscommunication, and it takes proactive involvement from both sides. You can't expect your web design company to read your mind. That's not fair. It's not effective. It's just foolish. But when you are intentional about step one, planning out things, paying them for a technical scope, a site map, and some basic details so they really can focus on it and put time into it. So planning is step one. Step two is by setting expectations of how long should this take. And when they tell you it should take a certain long amount of time, add some buffer to that. Don't think it's going to be perfect and necessarily hit that timeline, because some people are really good at estimating timelines and you may have given them all the details and so there's very little feedback. And other times people aren't great at estimating timelines, or you thought you knew what you wanted to look like, but it comes back and it needs some more revision. And it's better to build it right than rush it through. So add some buffer time to that timeline. So that's step two, is set good expectations. And then step three is make sure you actually have a marketing plan so that you know, why am I building a site? How am I going to get value out of it? How can I make it a digital employee that works for me all the time? We're going to talk about that later this week as well, of how to make sure that you're really leveraging your site to make sure it's powerful and useful. So those are the three steps: plan ahead, set expectations, and make sure you have even a basic marketing plan for your site. Once you have that in place, you're so much farther than what other people do when they just make assumptions, jump into it, and hope it works out. And so I hope this has been useful for you. If you need any help with any web designer development, we've been doing it for years. We love doing it. We've done thousands of sites at this point, and we can help you really grow your business by having an effective website in place. You can reach out at businessmarketingengine.com or comment down below or shoot me a message. I appreciate you taking time to tune in today. And tomorrow we're going to continue to talk about what you need to know to make a website effective. So make sure you tune in for that, and we will see you then.